Thus, Seagoon arrived at HQ MI5 with the wind behind him.
Ooh. Ah! Come in. Ah! Come in, X2.
Thank you, sir.
X2, you know what we want you for.
No?
Oh, well, don't go away. We'll think of something. Have you ever been to Russia?
No.
Ever been to Moscow?
Yes.
That'll do. Colonel Spondel Clacknock, will you explain to him?
Yes, well, we have reason to believe that the Russians have perfected a time machine. With it, they could go forward into the future, do you see? And once there, they build planes that would travel faster than the speed of light. They've got to be stopped doing such a thing. You are the man for the job.
Oh, Todd.
Thank you. Now, are you married?
Yes, sir.
Understandable, I suppose. I would go on this mission myself, but it's too dangerous, you know.
You mean I might get killed?
With a bit of luck, yes.
Colonel, I was joking. X2, follow me.
Right.
In here. Mr. Crunt.
Morning.
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 Morning. This is X2. Would you tell him about the Russian intelligence? The Russian intelligence.
Morning.
Morning.
Captain Harry Seagoon at your service, sir.
Ah, yes, Captain Service. Now, here is a photo of the Russian master spy, Igor Blimey. He's escaped from every prison camp in Europe.
There's nothing on this photograph.
He's escaped again. Never mind, next. Next, there is the most hated man in Russia.
Who?
Jack Benny.
They too, eh? Poor wretches.
Ah, they too, but... Now, the most deadly agent of them all. They call him the Silent Bugler.
The Silent Bugler?
Yes. Nobody has ever seen him. But here is a rare record of him. Just listen.
I can't hear anything.
That's him. The Silent Bugler. If you ever hear nothing like that, look out.